What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast on the last day of November here. This episode, hopefully, will be out tomorrow. I record a lot of episodes here of the Purple Project Podcast. Triple P, all about Kansas State athletics here. And this one, recapping another win for the K-State basketball, women's basketball team, as that tough defense, that tough-minded Jeff Mitty defense, slowed down North Dakota State last night in their victory there, 78-57 last night over North Dakota State in Bramlage. Ioka Lee, another double-double. Update, that's six in a row for Ioka Lee as she went 22 points, 16 rebounds, added eight blocks for her. And Briley Glenn also continuing to shine early in this 2021 campaign here. Briley Glenn added 15 there off the bench. Off the bench as well. So K-State in the ladies held North Dakota State to 34% shooting. Damn! From the field, including only 1-9 from downtown for North Dakota State as well. That Wildcat defense right now on it, and we're on it right now. Jeff Mitty told the press yesterday after the game that North Dakota State was coming in here, had a couple shooters red hot from the field, and that was their goal, was go shut them down, and they did exactly that as well. So the defense was the main story of this one as well. And on the news as well, Serena Sundell. More on her a little later this week on the pod. She earned, we'll talk about that on another episode, earned Freshman Player of the Week last night as well. So she, again, stepping up and doing what she needs to do as well. So the defense was a story in this one as well here. K-State held North Dakota State 2 of 14 shooting, 4 of 6 turnovers. And this was only in the first quarter. 2 of 14. You struggle like that. Yeah, and if K-State's offense, what they've been doing, produced what they've been doing in the non-con, then that's a recipe for success. I've been saying that all along. And K-State, while we're on the topic of defense here on this edition of the Purple Project Podcast, K-State has allowed opponents to just shoot only 14%. Yes, 14% from downtown in the home games. This is just taking it out of context. 14% from three-pointers in Bramlage. This also includes a stat, ugly stat for opponents in coming to Bramlage. 1 of 21 from downtown in the last two games. Two games, Northwestern State and North Dakota State held a 1 of 21. That is not going to cut it. That's nightmare. That is a nightmare when the opposing team cannot make those type of shots there as well in this one as well. The Wildcats ended this ball game last night only allowing just a shade under 50 points a game, which ranks 13th in the nation, while shooting 30% shooting from the floor, which ranked 9th in the country as well. There's just a lot of good numbers, eye-popping numbers. And I just go down the list here as well. So, obviously, you have Ioka Lee, big, the tall defender, tall center, making her presence felt, 8 blocks as well. So, there's just a lot going on there as well here. I believe I don't have the women's schedule up at the moment here. Let me go ahead and just pull that up actually right now while I'm on my other tab here on I just got done recording an episode not too long ago about that, so I'm getting these mixed up again. Okay, so let's see here. There we go. All right, so the next game is South Carolina. That's going to be another test. Their last test, they passed, but obviously they were step for step with NC State. This is the number one team in the country, South Carolina. And I think we're going to talk more about this on the weekly edition coming up later on this week with my co-host Alex Aiden. Number one in the country, 6 o'clock Friday night, SEC ESPN Network. Woo! Dawn Staley, that lunch there. So that's going to be the ultimate test. I mean, yes, I mean, South Carolina's way up there to be Goliaths of women's college basketball for the last decade or so. K-State's trying to kind of find their way a little bit. So it's going to be interesting. So South Carolina, number one team in the nation, you're coming off a few weeks ago with a pretty good solid performance against the number five team in the country, NC State. So now you're going back east again to take on South Carolina. So we'll see. And then again, a streak to keep in mind here, Ioka Lee, double-double, six consecutive games of a double-double. Can she pull one off against that vaunted front court of South Carolina? We'll have to find out about that. We'll definitely recap the game as well. But they got a lot of good, they got that defense going to have to carry from Bramlage somehow to South Carolina. That's going to be a daunting task for Jeff Minnie. We'll see what happens there. But for right now, we are celebrating the 78-57 victory over North Dakota State. Kansas State ladies team now 7-1 in the non-con. The Purple Project Podcast, get it? Where we get your podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. The Purple Project Podcast, we are in the month of December, the final month of 2021. That's going to do it for me, Eddie Greer III, host of the Purple Project Podcast. Appreciate you guys for listening, subscribing, downloading. If you're not subscribed to the podcast, you might as well do that right now. We have some good content on its way right now, this weekend, for the rest of 2021 as well. Go Cats! We will talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.